Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bribe or fine dine? This is SN Fresen. It's all about the food.
This is Adrienne Bugatti, and once again, we're talking about budget-friendly meal planning and saving money. Now, it is crucial to understand that, as I've said, you've got your plan, you've got your inventory, you've done your online shopping where possible. If you are the kind of person who prefers to go to the shops, please do. I'm not saying that going to the shops is wrong. Just be aware that you are going to spend more. In fact, I managed to save round about 1,000 rand a month, I worked it out, on just doing online shopping. I've reduced my bills quite substantially. You know, and in my house, it can vary from only having 4 people, and sometimes even just 2, all the way up until 10 people. It just depends on who's there, and sometimes even more. I spoke last week on touching between frugal and stingy, or penny pinching. And honestly, being frugal is just being aware of what you're spending, what are you buying, and are you choosing correctly for your budget? A truth of the matter is that there are some things where I did not change my brand. I still use the most expensive brand of, say, tomato sauce, because the cheapest one was so filled with preservatives and sugars that it isn't worth it. I'd rather have a healthy option. And I go through about a bottle of tomato sauce a month when I have a full home. So it is a lot. Perishables, obviously, that is a weekly thing. I am buying slightly more expensive milk now by buying in boxes. And the truth is, we always used to say Woolworths was the most expensive. It is no longer the most expensive shop. It's not the cheapest, but it is no longer the most expensive. And occasionally they have some really, really good specials on their box milks, on their pastas, and on their tuna, which I go through quite a lot of. So I would go from there. And Woolworths does online shopping too. So it's all available online. Fruit and veg, it depends on how big a fruit or vegetable family you are. My family love fruit, certain fruits, obviously. I'm not going to buy stuff they're not going to have. But one of the first things I learned about fruit is you only buy in season. Doesn't matter where you're shopping from. If it is not a seasonal fruit, it is going to be extremely expensive. The only time I am likely to buy something that is out of season is if I need it for a specific meal, or I'm making a dessert, or I'm traveling for guests and I need to make for them. And in those cases, there is no budget for that. So it's important that you do stick to your menu. The next thing you have to look at on your meal planning is your proteins. Protein is expensive if it is a meat protein or an animal protein, so fish. Fish, believe it or not, is even more expensive than kosher meat, or hake is about the same price. So you need to know. Now, in my house, fish is an issue because most of my family like the expensive stuff like salmon and tuna, and I'm not talking canned tuna here either, although canned tuna is not exactly cheap anymore. So it's important that you look at what are you doing. At one stage, we literally got our protein from cooking with marrow bones. And even if you don't eat the marrow bone, which we do, it imbues the protein, that meat, into your stew that you're making, into your soup, and it will give them the protein and the flavor that you need. And marrow bones are nice and cheap, but I like roasting them as well as having them in the soup. So those are important things. Now, your vegetables, that especially now with winter coming up, one of the things about vegetables is as they're getting a little bit beyond the salad kind of serving thing, your carrots are a little limp. Well, that's easy. Wash them really well, scrub them. You don't need to peel them if they're clean. Chop them up and stick them in your soup or stick them in your stew. They're going to get soft anyway. And they're still healthy. Potatoes, please be careful with potatoes. If they're turning green or already growing sprouts from them, they are considered quite unhealthy. So don't get taken in by the 9-kilo bag on special. And that's an important part that we have to think about. Those specials where you buy 4 different veg for 100 rand or 120, I think it's gone up to now. If your family is not going to eat that much food, don't buy it unless you have someone to share it with, because it's just going to go off. I know for my house, I do not buy a big bag of green peppers. Now, if they put the yellow or the red peppers on sale, I will have a different attitude. But nobody in my home will eat green peppers, so I don't buy it. But if you've got friends or family that you can share with, that is going to be a much better option. And that's called frugal shopping. You've made use of an item that is on special. You and your friend or family member have now shared in that savings, and it's not going to waste. You're going to be able to use it again and again. It just makes sense. So things like potatoes, onions, depending on how long you're going to use them for, onions can start growing stuff. But I go through a lot of onions. I go through a lot of garlic. So when they're on special, I'm going to buy it. I do not go through a lot of carrots, except coming up now with winter, and I will be able to make soups, and you just freeze your soup. And that is another part of meal planning and just being frugal with your menus and knowing what you do. When you are keeping kosher, you may need to go into this physical store, and it might not all be online. And that's just because there are sometimes specialty items that you cannot use or cannot get anywhere else. And I make sure that I'm going into the store only when I've eaten and when I am not in a rush. You're listening to Adrian Bugatti, and we've been talking about budgeting, meal planning, and frugal saving.